أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأشرب في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم. This is part of the ayah towards the end of this ayah that we were reading, in which Allah Ta'ala explained the 19th evil habit of the Bani Israel, and that was the occasion when they wanted the Torah, Allah gave it to them, and when they got the Torah, they refused to accept the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala took the Mount Tur and placed it over their heads and told them, accept this Torah or we will drop this mountain on top of you. At that time, with more details we had explained, they said, Sami'na wa asayna. We have heard all the commands of Allah and we disobey. In here, there were different explanations that how could they, at that time when the mountain was on their head, and they still said that we disobey. One further explanation is of Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Dehlavi, a very beautiful explanation he gives, and he says, actually at that time they did say, Sami'na, we hear, wa asina. Though the mountain was right on top of their heads, they say we disobey. And the reason for that was, they had seen, they were the chosen people at that time of Allah Ta'ala. Allah loved them very greatly. And over they had seen that they had done so much wrong, open kufr. But by the dua of Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala relieved them, forgave them. So they were hoping the same year, though the mountain is right on top of our heads, but still with the dua of Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam will come to our aid. But when they saw that it's not happening and the mountain is coming lower and lower upon them, then they went into sajda and then they made tawbah and they said, we accept wholeheartedly. And then according to another ayat, that later on again they disobeyed. That time they said then sami'na, but then later they did asayna, they disobeyed again Allah Ta'ala. So for us is this lesson that we should not be like that. That when we're in a difficult position, then we say, oh Allah, I make tawbah, I'm going to change my life. And when that difficult condition is taken away from us, then again we go back to our own lifestyle. And again we break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, which is also a common thing amongst us. So Allah warns us of that. Another very great lesson that we learn from this ayat, Allah says, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ. Or pilai gayi unke dilo mein muhabbat usi bachre ki. لعب كفرهم بسبب unke kufar ke. That is the love of worshipping that calf, that statue which they had made, which Samiri had made, the love of that was, they were made to drink of it. In other words, they were overtaken by it. Just like a person drinks liquor and then he can't think straight. He thinks wrong. He sees the right as left, the left as right. He sees everything upside down. Like that, when this condition comes on a person, like it is said, but sawar ho gaya. That he can't think of anything else. And we can understand this many times with our youngsters, boys and girls, they just adamant they want something, no matter who explains to them, it doesn't make sense to them. And not only youngsters, but many grown-up people also. What we just want in life, that one thing which comes in the head, then no matter who explains, what explanation is given, it doesn't make sense to us. So like that, this the love of the worship of that calf, of the statue was put into their hearts. And all this bikufrihim, because of the disobedience of Allah, which led to open kufr later. So this is a thing that we have to be very careful. Committing gunas, we carry on until a person comes to open disobedience, and even he goes in open kufr. And the worst of this is that then a person, the ibadat of Allah, obedience of Allah, accepting, obeying the commandments of Allah becomes bitter and ununderstandable to that person. It doesn't make sense to him. While guna makes lot of sense and he gets lot of enjoyment in guna. wasting his time like on the cell phone, on any other guna, whether it be sports and wasting his time on that, whether it be anything else, he finds enjoyment in there, and in the ibadat of Allah, he finds bitterness. He doesn't want to come to the masjid, he just, his heart doesn't take to it. But to go to some sports ground, to go to some other place of guna, there his heart is fully. All this is because of that kufr. So we are, and also this, in this ayat it is made clear that then we see the wrong as right and we are convinced I'm right. Where this, we are totally wrong. And we see all the people who are doing the right, we see them as wrong. And we are convinced that they are in the wrong. So this kufr, this gunas, a person has to be very careful, which leads him on, and then he commits the worst of gunas. And he is convinced, I'm the only right person, and everyone else is wrong. And this leads to a person that things which are harmful to him, he regards them as beneficial. And things which are beneficial, he regards them as harmful. The whole, it becomes completely opposite. And this is when we go away from the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And this Allah says, Allah makes it like that. And that love of that guna is then put into the heart. And then to take it out becomes very difficult. A person is so addicted to it, and so much is under its influence, that no matter the world explains to him, he will not want to accept. Like for example, very many years ago, when there was an organization of modernists, and they came up with the idea that women must attend the masjid also. And the leader said at that time that even if Allah comes and tell me that it's wrong for women to come to the masjid, I won't accept it. So he goes to that extent that he says even if Allah tells him, he won't accept also. So this is what happens. This gunas, we take it as very lightly. The small gunas also, but they lead us on to more and more. And that serious condition comes when Allah puts the love of gunas in the heart. And then the love of deity, of goodness, is taken out from the heart. And then the understanding goes completely upside down. And all the wrong things look right to that person, and all the right things look wrong to him. And he is convinced he is right, everyone else is wrong. This is a very dangerous condition, which is explained in this ayat. May Allah make us understand, make tawbah regularly, never let us think with our brains, I'm too clever, and I know, I'm a know-all, and I know everything. But always we may humble ourselves, make tawbah to Allah, Allah's mercy comes, and then Allah puts the love of deen. And very fortunate is that person who gets enjoyment in deen, and he understands that the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of our elders, this is the right way, which Allah Ta'ala has sent down for us. Very fortunate is that person. And this will come with humbleness, with tawbah and istighfar. And when a person feels I'm right, and he doesn't want to make tawbah also, and he's condemning everyone else, that is a dangerous condition. May Allah protect our iman, protect our thinking, and guide us to righteousness.